Fact check: Warren's anti-corruption plan is good for Hunter Biden. By John Binder on February 7, 2020. Claim: Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said her anti-corruption plan would be good for Republican and Democrat voters. Verdict: Warren's anti-corruption plan would be particularly good for Hunter Biden, who sat on the board of a foreign corporation while his father, Joe Biden, was vice president. When you see a government that works great for those who can hire armies of lobbyists and lawyers and make big campaign donations and it's not working so great for everyone else, that is corruption, pure and simple, corruption, and that's what we can run on, Warren said. My anti-corruption plan, good for Republicans and Democrats. That's not only how we bring our party together. That's how we're going to win in November, Warren continued. As Breitbart News exposed last year, though, Warren's anti-corruption plan would keep intact a loophole used by former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, that allows the children of the vice president to serve on the board of a corporation, including the board of a foreign corporation. The closest Warren's plan comes to dealing with a Hunter Biden scenario is banning lawmakers and their staff from serving on the boards of corporations, domestic and foreign. In April 2014, as Breitbart News's Harris Alic has reported, Hunter Biden was appointed to serve on the board of Ukrainian oil company Burisma despite having no qualifications due to so. At the same time, Biden led the Obama administration's response to Russia's invasion of Crimea, pushing billions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer aid to the Ukrainian government. Some of that money allegedly filtered out to Burisma, the corporation on which Biden's son was a board member. When asked last year whether her anti-corruption plan would prevent a case where a sitting vice president's child could serve on the board of a foreign corporation, Warren evaded the question, saying, "I don't know." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.